Yes, the tariffs in and of themselves on a nominal number, an absolute number, are not huge. But when we look at the convergence of everything, what Trump has done is said, hey, we're at economic war. And we're going to hit back with everything. We're going to hit back with the 301s to stop the forced technology transfers. We're going to put these tariffs into the scale they've never seen before. We're going to have the ability, if we so desire, to liquidate companies like ZTE, to basically cut them off from their component parts in the West. They'll be out of business in 90 days. Also, the new things about investments, about these limitation investments.
CFIUS reform that
people are talking about. You bring all forces of government together on that and the stopping of intellectual property, you have something. What Trump has done, and this is why NAFTA was so important, the new NAFTA deal that he's created is basically setting up a geostrategic manufacturing base to counter East Asia. Okay, and Japan is very quickly going to be part of that. A bilateral deal, not some TPP deal, where just one among many. A direct bilateral deal with Japan as a partner. We've got one with Korea we're updating. And then the EU, Juncker has already told Trump, has already indicated that they're going to be a part of this too. What Donald Trump has done in less than 2 years against the second law of thermodynamics, right? The immutable law of the rise of China.
Right.
What he's done is reorient the entire world's supply chain away from China. And this is going to have economic growth opportunities that are going to be incredible. And he's done that kind of single-handedly against the fighting of the corporatist lobby, the fighting of the Wall Street Investor Relations Department, et cetera. So that's what I think is really heroic.